Well, all right, let me move on into today's Right Side Way monologue. And look, I'll be honest with you. I'm sure I have a lot of sayings. It's just my way. But one of the things I like to say is that doing right ain't hard. Doing right ain't hard. Notice I didn't say doing right is easy or doing right is always comfortable. But more often than not, staying silent in the face of aggression or not addressing a problem or just putting your head in the sand, it can just simply allow a small problem to become a big one. But if you're willing to address something head on with as much wisdom and fortitude as you can muster and stem the tide of a rising problem, then you've actually just made things better. So in essence, doing right ain't hard when you consider the alternative of doing nothing. There was an evening not long ago when I settled down on the couch with the remote in my hand to watch whatever suited me. Charlene was out of town, so I went to whatever channel I felt like, which truthfully is not a hard thing anyway because she and I typically agree on what to watch together. I mean, she could watch Say Yes to the Dress and then watch Saving Private Ryan all in one evening. Our first date back in the 80s was the movie Rambo, and it was her idea. I married the right woman. But back to my point, I settled down with my feet stretched out on the ottoman and realized that one of my favorite movies of all time was on. You may have seen it. If you haven't, then I highly recommend it. In fact, any guy out there who tells me he's not watched it, I may have to question your manhood. The movie is Open Range, starring Kevin Costner and Robert Duvall and a great supporting cast. Look, I won't go too far into the movie plot, but let's just suffice to say it's a movie filmed on an epic scale with huge vistas of the great Western Plains. Costner and Duvall play the characters of Charlie Waite and Boss Spearman, two rough but honorable men that are herding their cattle across the plains until they met up with a rancher who doesn't take kindly to what he calls free grazers. The gunfight at the end of that movie, by the way, has been rated as one of the most realistic and well-orchestrated gunfights in all of movie history. But while the scenes and the storyline and the cast are all solid, it's the quotes and the lessons that come from the movie that really stick out to me the most. This is a movie, Open Range, this is a movie that teaches honor and loyalty and grit and hard work. And it also teaches that most elusive of lessons, that there will be times in life when you have to face difficulty head on. The lesson that pretending adversity doesn't exist does not make it go away. That allowing bullies to continue with bullying does not make the bullying stop. The major lesson from Open Range might be that doing right ain't hard, and that doing nothing is actually harder. There's one particular scene from Open Range. The main characters are making their presence known in the saloon. They were well received by some of the townsfolk, but not by others. Kevin Costner's character was Charlie Waite, and he had just faced down an accuser in epic style by putting a shotgun blast through the saloon because they wouldn't serve him a drink for being a free grazer. Several of the townspeople who had lived under the thumb of the local land baron, they were pleased. They were also scared. So there's a conversation between Charlie Waite and a man named Mac, and it went like this. Mac said, "Shame what this town's come to." Charlie Waite said, "Well, you could do something about it." Mac said, "What? We're freighters. Ralph over here, he's a shopkeeper." Charlie Waite said, "You're men, ain't you?" Mac said, "I didn't raise my boys to see them get killed." And Charlie Waite says, "Well, you may not know this, but there's things that gnaw at a man even worse than dying." So yeah, conflict avoidance rarely works out. That's not to say that the world should go around with everyone trying to pick a fight. The movie didn't go that route. The underlying story was that peaceable men who had no quarrel were put in the position of having to respond. But they knew that to not face their opposition was worse than facing it. Doing right might have seemed hard, but in reality, doing nothing created even harder times overall. So if you get down to it, by comparison, doing right ain't hard, because the alternative was they would lose everything and gain nothing. So Charlie Waite and Boss Spearman in the movie, they chose to stand because doing the right thing ain't easy, but in reality, it ain't that hard. Doing right is where solutions are found. Doing right is where legacies are made and enemies are beaten. Stephen Pressfield's one of my favorite authors. He's got several works that I admire. He wrote one of my favorite books of all time, which is on the Right Side Media website on the recommended reading list. That book's called Gates of Fire. It's about the 300 Spartans who stood in the narrow pass at Thermopylae against the mighty Persian army. But he's written several other books, including one that I just found to be super educational and entertaining all at the same time. It was called The Warrior Ethos. The Warrior Ethos. It's a series of short soliloquies on what traits and behaviors make up a warrior. And in one chapter, titled The Will to Victory, Pressfield recounts the story of a Roman general. He says, quote, "A Roman general was leading his legions toward the enemy in a swampy country. He knew the next day's battle would be fought on a certain plain because it was the only dry, flat place for miles, so he pushed his enemy all night, marching them through a frightening and formidable swamp so they reached the battle site before the foe so they could claim the high ground. In the aftermath of their victory, the general called his troops together and he asked them, "Brothers, when did we win the battle?" One captain said, "Sir, when the infantry attacked." Another said, "Sir, when we broke through with the cavalry." "No," said the general. "We won the battle the night before when our men chose to march through that swamp and take the high ground." See, the bottom line is, me speaking here, I cannot think of a hero, whether real or fictional, where the admirable quality of that hero is based on taking the easy way out. In that example with the general, what did he do? He did everything necessary to face the opposition, to include what it took to get there first. In the Army, I had the opportunity to go through training that was significant. One of those opportunities was called reflexive fire training, which, among other techniques, we were taught to square our shoulders to the enemy because that put our body armor in the best position to protect us in a head-on fight. It's a lesson you can translate to other areas of life, and truthfully, I wish it would. And as I watch our current presidential race, I can't help but note that Kamala Harris never faces things head-on. She never squares her shoulders to the enemy. She never goes after things with some kind of a sense of moving forward because it's hard, even though it's right. As a candidate for the highest office, she refuses to do meaningful interviews or face tough questions, but yet she wants to lead our nation. Well, that's taking the easy way out. If you're scared to do an interview as a public figure, then I have to question if you really want to be a public figure, or if you have what it takes to be a public figure. In society as a whole, we have sections of our culture who are infinitesimally small in numbers, but who glaringly make demands that all the rest of society has to agree that right is wrong, wrong is right, that corporations, churches, elected leaders, and just plain folks need to stand by idly, unable to bring themselves to say no. It goes on and on and on. On our southern border, chaos is the order of the day. And on all of this, whether it be cultural issues of right versus wrong, or actual policy issues like our southern border or energy, the Biden-Harris administration refuses to take a hardline stance. And listen, I know for a fact from personal experience that hard can get ugly. Doing right can leave a mark. Taking the high road might even make the trip a little longer, but another one of those classic lines from Open Range had Kevin Costner and Duvall's character talking just before the major confrontation. Duvall's character started the conversation. "Boss Spearman," he said, "it's a pretty day for making things right." And Charlie Waite said, "Well, enjoy it, because once it starts, it's going to be messy like nothing you ever seen." But take note that messy didn't mean they didn't go do it. It was just an acknowledgement on their part that doing the right thing, dealing with their issues with their faces forward, like the Bible says in Isaiah, "to set my face like flint," that it's something that may wind up being messy. But it was the first part of that conversation that really mattered. What really mattered was it was a pretty day for making things right. Y'all, doing right ain't hard. It's doing nothing that makes things hard. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Doing right ain't hard. Write it down. There it is. Lesson for the day. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, that movie, I mean, you could use that movie as a leadership class. Just watch the movie and take notes, because it's that good. But the reality is it shows over and over again that, yeah, doing right ain't hard, but doing nothing, that makes life harder. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.